Simon Hay, Tezayin, it appears on page Mem. Okay, Guf or Isha Kol Mokoyim. This is what we're up to. Guf or Isha Kol Mokoyim Shadarka Lihiskasois. The body of a woman, any part of the body that the derech is for it to be covered, in miskala, shom if it is revealed, that location, we have a long over here, very long shom simalacha, in miskala, shom shir tefach, if the size, shir of a tefach, the size of one tefach is exposed, v'chein tzara shel isha nesua, and likewise the hairs of a married woman, asher darko lichasoy son, which the custom is, which the derech is for them to be covered, im niskala kitzas mehem, some of them, he doesn't say what the shear is. And Moshe is very lenient. What the shear? Moshe says a shear of a tefach. The kitzur says a married woman, if her hair is uncovered, niskala kitzas mehen, a small amount of her hair, choshub kmo erva legabe ish, and therefore here we're first making a brach. We're not getting into the politics of a woman covering her hair. We're talking about making a bracha. This is something which is very well accepted by all segments of Orthodox spectrum, is that there's one thing of must a woman cover her hair. That's a separate issue. But there's another issue that even if a woman does not cover her hair, it's problematic for a man to make a bracha in the presence facing a woman's hair. So two different issues. So in the skalak tzas mehen choshev kmo erva lugabe ish ve'ein chilek bein shehi ishtoi o isha acheres, it does not make a difference whether it's his own wife or someone else's wife. A man has a problem. He's not allowed to recite a bracha when he's directly looking at this woman who has part of her body exposed, the part that normally is not supposed to be exposed, or a part of her hair, a significant section of her hair is exposed. So for a man to make a bracha directly looking right at her is a problem. But one woman has no problem, is mutal chatchila, for one woman to recite a bracha facing another woman, even if part of her skin is exposed, part of the body that normally is covered is uncovered, or if her hair, a married woman's hair, is uncovered. Okay, let's call Zemer. Let's finish up the sentence first. Call Zemer. Kol zemer mi isha choshev gam kein erva. The kol zemer, if a woman is singing live music. Okay, what about recorded music? It's different. So let's assume it's live music. Let's say from a single woman. Let's not get to the heterim if you have a choir, more than one woman. But let's say it's a single woman. One woman is singing a solo. Kol zemer mi isha choshev gam kein erva. And therefore, a man may not make a bracha if he hears a woman singing live solo. There is a leniency if he does hear a woman singing live. If he does hear a woman sing, women are singing. If he wants to preserve his life, he's not going to open up his mouth. He's allowed to recite Kriya Shema Torah Tefila, aval yisamis lechavim b'chol levavai lehakedusha shu'esek bov lo yitein leiv olecha. He should not focus on the singing. He should focus on the Kriya Shema, on the brachos that he is resetting. So the Mekitza Shulchan Aruch, very interesting, he says it's not such a terrible thing to hear Kol Isha. When it comes to viewing the presence of seeing a woman that's not properly dressed to recite a bracha in her presence, looking right at her, that cannot be done under any condition. That's completely forbidden. But if a man is in a room and there are women singing, then technically this, it's not ideal, but b'di'evet, he can recite a bracha even though the woman, it says here plural, nashim, doesn't say isha, l'chor doesn't make a difference, he is allowed to recite the bracha. Okay, let's go through some of this, what it says over here. Okay.
Tapes go?
What?
Tapes are,
the oilam is makel, yes. I mean, I told you, you're not coming here for chumers.
No, I
Tapes are mutter, it's not live. It's not recorded live. It's mutter. It's also a group of women. It's also, even if it's live, and it's not a solo, it's a group of women together. Then it's also room to be lenient. Jim in the air. He used to play women's. Still does play women's stuff. Yeah.
He called up once.
Microphone.
I don't know. I think it's a problem. Solo.
Women's
so long. It's the you see that we're lenient. Okay. You see this obviously. Even if you're actually hearing it, first the whole issue is to make a bracha. Let's say you have to remember there are two issues. There's an issue of listening, of doing and seeing, or a woman doing certain things in the presence of men. That's one issue. There's a second issue. Are you allowed to make a bracha? So let's say talk about. Does a married woman, have to cover her hair? That's a very hot, it's a hot topic. So that has nothing to do with the second issue. Can a man make a bracha in the presence of uncovered hair? It could very well be that there are grounds. I don't know anything about this. There are grounds that a married woman, does not have to cover her hair. Okay. Let's assume you work with that principle that it's mutar lechatchila for a woman not to cover her hair. Let's say you would find such an opinion. But even that opinion would agree that a man is not allowed to be facing directly that woman when he recites the bracha. So for that, we're going to a wedding, a mesader kedushin, that is actually looking right at the chasan and kala. Well, she's a kala, and right next to the kala is the kala's mother and her future mother-in-law. So even though they are from a community where they follow the opinion of Gedolei Yisrael that will be of the opinion that you don't have to cover your hair, but for this rabbi to make a bracha directly facing the women who is here, that is a separate issue. That is much more problematic. And that's what you see very often. You see very often even people who do not customarily cover their hair when they go to a religious service, they do cover their hair because there are different levels of when one is required to cover their hair. Okay, let's see over here. Let's go through some of these over here. Zion. Okay, I have to warn you. I did not prepare this because I did not prepare this. So you have to bear with me. We'll do it together. Gofu isha nishalti bedavar mechoynes ha television. Okay, I asked the. Hatelevision shekvar nimsa bechol botei misadois hakasherim.
All the kosher restaurants.
All the kosher restaurants. This is a marketing technique. If you have a good plasma television, you'll get customers, guaranteed. Of course, doctor's office is not talking about the home. Why doesn't he mention having a television in the home? What about the internet? I mean, I'll say that word, right? This was before the time of the internet. Okay. Muchrach hayisrael kosher shesoyt sham litzareid b'fonav mishbirsham b'shas habracha mishum dekam pa'amim royin mahaisha. A woman speaking, you hear a woman, anchor woman. Katie, what's her name? Katie Couric?
Yeah.
Okay. CBS.
You know, Rosalind.
I know. Just, I know a lot of things I shouldn't know.
She dropped anchor.
No more?
No more.
She dropped anchor.
She dropped or they dropped her?
They dropped her.
Ratings didn't make it.
I used to watch Diane Sawyer on Channel
7. Okay. So let's say we have a woman that is speaking on television. Is a man required to turn his face when he recites the bracha on the food he's eating in the restaurant? She presents the merchandise. One of these channels where they have what's it called? They sell merchandise. Al yidei ha mechuna hazo v'hi halachas mebigdei peritzos uvigilei saros v'asa levarich v'lema devash b'kedusha k'negru erva oy neima kevan she'enu erva be'etzem kan. It's not the real thing. It's a digital representation of a woman. V'hu rak al yidei mare ein oyver b'zeh al hu iser v'lo yeiro'el l'cho ervas dover. Now he's asking about a bracha. He's not asking over here. You have to always focus on what is the question. The question he's asking is, are you allowed to recite a bracha? We're not getting into any politics about having a television or about watching television. We're talking about, right now, two different issues. You watch television, so you watch television. But right now you want to make a bracha. You're eating dinner while you're watching the news. And the anchor woman is not dressed tzniustik. Or even if she is dressed tzniustik, it's called Isha. Are you allowed to recite the bracha while you hear her and you see her? Hinei. On the one hand, there's a problem. If she was live, it was live, so it would be a real problem. On the other hand, it's not live, it's just an electronic image. So what's the halacha? V'nei b'shas v'chinu b'shulchan aruch d'erva b'ashoshis also likors k'negda. If a woman can be seen through glass, she's live, she's on the other side of a glass wall, it is also, it's a Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Simen, chapter and verse. Also, likros connected to lo yereel locho erastavak siv v'chol kamischazia. You can see her. So even though it's not mamish, befanav, there is a hefsik, there is a mechitza, it's a physical mechitza, it's still problematic. What is ashoshis? Maybe you'll tell me, ashoshis, what does it mean? It means glass. Zuchus, mefsek, zanein, bintayim. Zahayinu shuhu roye. You see her through the glass. It's not. It doesn't mean. Don't go tell me this means over here. You see her shadow. No, you mamish see her. You see her. You exactly see exactly what she looks like. Ein raya misham the hasam kishuraya be ask paklaria duhu marishal zuchukis chashinon shemihi eagle of lavan shuraya kizuchukis lurakia vretsurasa lekalamite aval hacha ein chashash tos klum. There's no, when it comes to making a bracha on kiddush levana through a window, through a glass. So there, what we learned in Mishnah Berurah, b'diavad it's mutter lechatchila. Well, why is there a problem lechatchila to make a bracha through glass? So he's saying it's because sometimes there's distortion. Okay, we have very good glass there. We have a little modern world, a lot of technology. But in ancient times, the glass was a little cloudy. Not every piece of glass that was manufactured came out so perfect, and there is distortion. So therefore, you're going to make a bracha, kiddush levana, and you only see the levana through the glass. There might be some distortion. You may think that you're looking at the levana. Really, you might be looking at some reflection of someone's candelabra.
When you're looking through glass, are you seeing the actual item, or are you seeing the light coming through the glass?
Okay, so he's saying it's you're seeing the actual item. Even though lechatchila we found that a person should not make a bracha on kiddush levana lechatchila through glass, because there might be distortion. I think he means here there's distortion. It's what he's saying over here. There might be some shade. Okay, let's just go further. I'm not exactly sure, but he wants to point out that although maybe we find such a concept, that it's not exactly the same thing. That's only when it comes to kiddush levana. But you cannot bring a riot when it comes to laws of erva. He's leaning to be machner. Seeing an erva in front of glass is the same prohibition. V'im kein osur, why the osur the shema ri'i the shmo ri'i. Looking at an erva through glass and making a bracha is forbidden. If a woman is not dressed properly according to all opinions and he's looking directly at her through glass, it's also to make a bracha. The ayin, now he has not yet got to the case of television. The ayin, shiny. What about if witnesses view a crime committed through glass? You're on one side of the glass, and the crime is on the other side of the glass. Reuven kills Shimon. I'm watching it. There's a glass wall between us, but I see exactly what happens. A window. So can you testify in court that Reuven killed Shimon? Will they execute Shimon? So he seems to say no. It's not a kosher eidus. It's not a kosher because eidus, you have to be the no mechitzos, oh, but I saw it, glass. So he says it's true. That's a special, the rules in Shulchan Aruch for testimony are not the same rules for lo yeiro elucha ervas tavar. Yeah?
If a witness wears eyeglasses, he can't testify?
You know, it could be a problem. Well, I don't know, maybe. I don't know the answer. I don't know. The laws... First of all, the laws of Eidos, they talk about laying, where you lay. It's very obvious that for 90, we don't pass like that for most things. Masad, you call them witnesses. Mechubit, Dr. Friedman, Eide Kedusha. Right? They're like, oh, he's wearing glasses, he can't be a kosher Eid. Unheard of. People who lay, you need glasses. I'm not learning from the Torah. I'm learning through through the glasses. So the whole tzibur is not yotze. Unheard of, such a thing.
Again, it comes down to the question: are you actually seeing, or are you seeing the image on the glass?
Could be. But it appears that there's a difference between a glass wall and glasses. A glass wall is a mechitza. Talk about in shul. Right, you have a mechitza between men and women. Why do you have to have a mechitza in shul? So there's a famous machlokes of Moshe and the Satmar Rav. What's the ikar tam of having a mechitza in shul? Is it separation to keep the men and the women separate, or is that the men should not look at the women? They should not be mahar. So there's a degree of there's both. But sometimes in halacha you always have to know the ikar. Because there are people that don't really care for all of the bells and whistles. They just want to know the basics. So Rav Moshe says, if you have a mechitz that's 18 inches tall, 18 inches is nothing. Comes up to your waist. Right? So you're in shul, you can see the women perfectly clear. You're sitting on one side, they're on the other side, I see them, they see me, and we're davening. So we're davening, and we're looking at each other, we're winking at each other. Is that, have you violated halacha? Rav Moshe says, no. Because the halach and shulchan, you have to, men and women have to have them separately. You have to have a mechitza. What's first mechitza? Separation. Nothing to do with histakos. You can see them, so see them. Look at them. What's the problem? So you'll see them. Adrabah. They'll see you. You'll behave better. I used to go daven in the minyan, and it was 90% of the time there were no women that came to this minyan. Only men came. So the men used to joke around. The whole minyan turned into a joke. If one woman would come, and the mechitza was not a sakna mechitza. The mechitza you can see to the mechitza. If one woman would come, all of a sudden the men behaved themselves because they felt someone was watching. It was an amazing. It was nishtem. When a woman would come, all of a sudden the men are quiet because they feel like someone's watching. Big brother is watching them. big wife is watching. Big sister are watching. Whole different impression. So Adrab, maybe it's Tachal Godesh, you should see the women. You'll behave yourself, you'll daven, you'll have the pressure. What's the purpose of Mechitza? Moshe says it's separation. Meila, even as long as it's a halachic separation, you're in business, you can daven. But Satma, no, that's not what Mechitza. Mechitza is a staklos. So a staklos is you can't see. You have to make sure you have a brick wall and there's no possibility to see each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Eyeglasses and glass are two different things. Eyeglasses is correct. That means if I take my glasses off, I can't see you.
Okay.
So you can't be a witness because you didn't see.
No.
Okay.
But it's glass doesn't
destroy you.
Okay, it's correct.
It's correct.
Okay, okay, okay. I hear you saying a svar. You're saying a good svar. But eyeglasses is not a halachic mechitza. That's the point I want to make. It's not a halachic separation. It's not considered. You're not allowed to daven. I can daven. All women can daven. You know why? Because we're all wearing eyeglasses. So according to Moshe, we're all separated one from the other. Coming to shul, right? Men and women are sitting together. No, according to Moshe, you're allowed to sit together because we're all separated from each other. That's eyeglasses is not a halachic separation. If you have a wall, that is a halachic separation.
Well, something wrong. Is the men seeing the women, or the women seeing the men, or both?
Primarily, men seeing the women. The Gemara says that the yetzer of a man is out of control. The woman's yetzer hara is within control.
Yes.
The Gemara says this. What? They proved it today in the Skadnu Hadairas.
No.
That's the halacha. You see the women. The women have no problem looking at the men. What?
No. It happened in the country. A woman says to me, oh, I can look at you, but you can't look at
me. Right. Like the high-tech mechitzas are all designed today where the women can see the men.
One way.
Yeah. One way. They have very good in Passaic. What's the name of that big shul in Passaic?
BTU?
No. Used to be a conservative shul, now became a real right-wing, a big shul, beautiful shul. So they have that's the only one-way mechitza I ever saw that really works.
So one way,
it really works. They have seen this one way, they don't work. What? They have a good one, it really works. Amazing. What?
New Hampshire Rabbi Shabbos shul is a one-way.
One-way.
Yeah.
So how do they do it? Oh yeah, how do they do? So they're in the sake. It's cloth. It's not glass.
No, this is cloth.
Glass.
Yeah.
And lights. You have to have the.
Lights. Yeah. Right.
On shul, it's also one-way glass.
Which are Icon? On 18th Street. Yeah. I'm there. Usually, I'm there. I never noticed.
Different floor.
I wouldn't know except my wife told me when I went
to the restaurant. They're on a different floor.
So one. Yeah, they're all upstairs, but it's still a one-way glass.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So in other words, they have the.
It looks like it's totally and glass. You can't see totally, but they see fine.
They use binoculars.
A lot. The svar is that when the women are on a higher level, the men have no business looking up.
Right.
It's not any business to look up.
The whole concept of a gallery.
Exactly. It's not any business.
The old shuls had a gallery.
When I was a kid, we had that.
Many of them did.
The Bialystok on the Lower East Side.
That's fine. This is shul.
So what's the lajr? That's supposed to be the ultimate mechitza. So today you tell someone in this generation, the new generation, that's the other side. That's the ultimate mechitza. What are you talking about? I can see them all there. Like the same as you ever wanted. So you know what it is? Because you're from the new generation and your eyes can do whatever they want in the old generation. What's your business looking there?
That's right.
When you're in one room, you can't help yourself. They're right across from you. So then you have to have a mechitza. But when they're up, so you have to pick up your eyes.
Yeah.
Who told you to look up? Today we can't control ourselves. We're always looking around, up and down. So today, even in a gallery, you have to have the custom has become.
Red shul in Cedarburg.
Yeah.
By Feitman.
Yeah.
Made them put up a cloth mechitza
upstairs on the gallery.
It's in the gallery.
Yeah.
But they made them put
because today it's a difference. We like to look up. We're holy. We look to Shemayim.
Look at the short dresses up there.
We're very holy today. Okay, let's go further. So we have over here, so the point I want to make is the glasses is not comparable to the case of Eidus. In Eidus, there's a halacha, you must be present. This, like this example, the Rav Moshe, a mechitza for davening is separation. It's not a matter of histaklus. So what is called separation? I physically am not in the same room. If there is a mechitza that's 18 inches tall, I'm not in the same room. Can I see you? Yes, I can. So be it. But I'm not in the same room. But I'm wearing glasses. It's not a halachic mechitza. It's a little thing around your eyes. It's not a wall, a wall has set rules. Therefore, when it comes to the laws of Eidos, you have to be in the same room, in the same physical room. If you happen to see exactly what's taking place and you're not in the same room, that is not in halacha quality. In Eidos, you need rules which are not necessarily logical. Even though you may be 100% certain that Reuven killed Shimon, you have DNA evidence, you have admission. Everyone admits what happened. Doesn't matter. In order for there to be misas bezdin, there has to be two witnesses in the same room that physically observe an act that takes place. Yeah?
It's a separate room. That means if you have a minion, they can't be in two sides. The 10 people have to be in the same side.
Correct.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
When they dive in the women's correct. Section, that
no, it's problematic. It depends. Six. There are different rules. There's a whole Siman Shulchan Aruch. It's a very hard, very difficult Siman Shulchan Aruch. I once tried to learn it. It's a very difficult Siman Shulchan Aruch. What are all the rules? When you can combine for benching, not for benching, for davening, 10 people, 3 people for mezum and all these things, and you have the room and you have majority, it's complicated. Ideally, you should have 10 people in the same room, but the other, if you have the majority in one room and a minority in a smaller section.
Well, in the ladies' section, like a Friday night club, the ladies'
section. So it's problematic.
The
Prit is closed, he's saying. It's a separate room. It's problematic, yes. Okay, if you open it up, and Achran, you open it up. If the mechitzas are completely closed, and you only, and you have, so then there are different opinions. You have majority, six and a little further. So the point he wants to make over here is do not compare the laws of Eidus to the laws of Erva. Erva is a din in seeing. Lo yera'eh l'cha dvar erva. Seeing. Testimony, you can tell me, testimony of a glass wall, and I see what's taking place, I'm not kosher l'edus. There's a glass wall. That's because in Eidus you have to be in the same physical room. It's in addition to seeing what took place. Obviously you have to see what took place, but you also must be in the same location. But erva, to make a bracha, the Gemara says, ashashas. If you can see the erva, even though you're not in the same room, you're in a different room, but you can clearly see what would the erva, it is forbidden. So the erva shani, the ocham, halachos ketanois, hevi, the ri'ya, the ashashas, shmari'ya, the hadashu chazal, the Gemara in Yevamis, the Eda es Rabbi Yehuda, aliday, I don't know what this means, what it says over here. The era as Yehuda al yidei aspaklaria. I'm not sure what that means. Uchein zeh motzasi b'shel sechuvus beis sharim lahagoyin of Amram Blum uveshal sechuvus pri hasadel lahagoyin of Elezer Deutsch mi bina harit shehelu sham the iser kol beisha erva shayach gam alidei mechone.
Mechone.
What's this word? Some type of electronic. What's that?
Phonograph.
Im roha also isha pamachas ushnei mevinim riya ushnei mevinim rai. They bring a rai. They already saw each other one time. And they know, and they both bring a raya. Dibi yidia umakira yesh isra ayin sham. Okay, let's go further. Harei lucha doha do amr chazal kol biisha ervo hu gam al yidei mechune phonograph. So he's saying a chiddush. He there of the opinion that if you know the woman, so the din of erva relates to your hormones. That's what it comes down to. If it stimulates a person, anything which stimulates a person is included in the prohibition of lo yeira elcha devar erva. You cannot make a bracha. So therefore, if a person hears a woman sing on a cassette, on a CD, or whatever, on an electronic, okay, so technically it's mutter, because technically it's not real. But they're saying, but if the person knows of this woman,
one saw her, and
you know of her,
reminds you, never seen her.
And it stimulates the person because you combine the fact that you hear her voice, even though it's electronically, with the fact that you know her, that stimulates a person's senses, that already he holds is an iser deraisav lo yira elcha dvar erva. So obviously, you know where he's going now. When it comes to television, seeing on television is even better sometimes. they enhance, they Photoshop what you're seeing. They enhance what you're seeing even more than the actual thing itself. You know, it's really very tricky. You know, you see something live, you're embarrassed, you're ashamed. You don't make eye contact. You don't look at all the details. When you see something on television, video, you look because no one is looking back at you. There's always they're very critical. You know, you go to a wedding. Oh wow, you go to a wedding, a Haredi wedding, big mechitza, massive mechitza. You wouldn't be caught dead on the other side of the mechitza. And they're taking video, and then after a few weeks are over, so they present the family with the video. And the video has the chosin side, and the kala, and the women dancing, and the men dancing. And you go, and you watch the women dance with such detail, it's infinitely worse than had there been mixed dancing. If there'd be mixed dancing, you wouldn't look such detail. You wouldn't look such detail. But here you're watching the women dancing. What are they wearing? What are they doing? This, that. This is 100% connected kolat haruku. If you're gonna be machmir not to go and have a mechitz, not to go look at the women. So the video. So you show there are people that have sebari. I mean, it's a very great expense, but there are people that make there's such a thing. It's not so uncommon where they have two videos: a video for the men and a video for the women. They make a special video of the men. They should not be looking, watching the women, the witches. It's not so uncommon. Okay, I mean, people that I know, I don't think they would even ask for it. Most of what I associate with, but you understand the logic behind it. Yeah.
Two things.
Even by the B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah, they do this already. Yeah.
Two things. On the weddings where they have the big mechitza, it's always mixed.
Okay.
And there are videos that will have a woman do the video.
Ad kedei kach. And the woman photographer also. For the women, the men, for the men. The two extremes. Yeah, absolutely.
The women waitress.
Okay, chanami. Because shchein the erva. You cannot generalize. Everyone is different. Everyone has different sensitivities. You can't generalize. That's a cloud. That's a general cloud. Okay. We're running out of time. So we'll stop now. We'll stop here in the middle. We'll pick up with this tomorrow, right in the middle in the page. Right in the middle here. Okay.